Blog Talk Radio.
Get set, cyberspace. It's time to come on down to the hottest, hippest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. Liver than live, this is the one and only 30s AK on Blog Talk Radio. This is Burton Richardson, your announcer, ready for action. Now, get on your marks, and let's start this party with your host that rocks the most, the star of 30JK, Mr. Jason Kelly!
Oh, yeah! How you doing? How you doing? Thank God it's Friday. Welcome to 30JK of our Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Burton Richardson, for that wonderful introduction. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. Today is a power-packed day here at the J, because right now with me live, I have two. That's right. I got two guests on my line. One is a co-host, and I will introduce that man to you right now, all the way from Gem City, Dayton, Ohio, the 937. Yeah, baby. Mo Bounce Central in the house. Give it up, y'all, for the one and the only Mr. Daryl Diesel. Don't take it. Yeah. What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up, Mr. Jason Kelly? How you doing today, man? What's popping with the boy?
I am excellent, brah. I am excellent. Welcome to the show. Welcome back, as a matter of fact.
Oh, man, look, it's my pleasure, man. It's my pleasure, man, for having me back on J4K, man. You feel what I'm saying, man? It's been a long time coming, man. You feel me, man? But your man, Diesel D, is back in the building. What's going on in Dayton? We here live in the flesh, you know what I'm saying? And I'm online what? Right now. I'm going live doing this interview with you, you feel me, so the people can, you know, call in, you know what I'm saying, and talk to me. You feel me?
That's right. 347-857-2310. It's 347-857-2310. Or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. It's JKFX, the number 4, LIFE, all capital, all one word. You spread the word, and you know that's word. Oh, my gosh. You just will not believe it, 30JK Nation. We have Daryl Diesel Dutton in the building. And we want to know what's going on in Dayton. What is that show? How did you make it come to be? Talk to me, D.
Well, you know, what's going on in Dayton, Ohio, man? It's just an organization that I started, you know, as a promoter and an entrepreneur, you know, me travel the world. And as, you know, me trying to find different things out in different cities, you know, trying to find, you know, something different to do, you know, after my shows and after my different broadcasts when I travel. I was searching and searching, you know, for a lot of different groups, you know, they had what's going on in Atlanta, what's going on in Chicago, what's going on, and basically a lot of different cities, but they ain't never had what's going on in Dayton, Ohio. So
right.
I feel myself that I had to make a group called What's Going On in Dayton, Ohio, and to basically it's the group is what's called on Dayton, Ohio. Like I say, what's called on Dayton, Ohio, for all the events to everything that's going on, you know, we spread in the world, you know what I'm saying, you know, from the different events to back to school drives to my homies events to a lot of different concerts, a lot of different programs is happening, a lot of different kids activities happening in the city of Dayton, Ohio. I started a page for everybody to be as a forefront, as a promotion aspect, not just for myself, but for the whole city of Dayton, Ohio, you know what I'm saying, as a foreplan. You feel what I'm saying? Where people can come in there and, you know, and post what's going on in the city of Dayton. So, you know, basically that's why I started the group, What's Going On in Dayton, Ohio.
Right. Representing that 937, baby. Word to Gregory Jackson. Yeah, man.
Oh, funk. You feel me? The land of the funk, for sure, for sure. You feel me? So.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Woody Funk as well, man. Queen of Talk Box, Tokyo, Japan, you dig? Yeah, man. We got 4:05 Central Time, 5:05 Eastern. You are listening to 30JK over Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you know my name is Jason
Kelly.
Kelly, Kelly, that's right. Sure. Yep, yep, yep. And it's dear old Diesel Dalton coming at ya live like no other, tearing the roof off the sucker, you dig?
Oh, yeah, we live, though, bro. We live in flesh, though, you feel me? I'm on Facebook Live right now, man, you feel what I'm saying? So hope everybody, they can hear me, you know what I'm saying, on the Blog Talk Radio airwaves, you know what I'm saying? I'm co-hosting with J4K, Jason Kelly, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Diesel D, a.k.a. Mr. Daryl Dalton. What's going on in Dayton, Ohio? Tune in, man, because, man, this segment right here, man, you know, I got some powerful stuff that's going to be hitting the airways, you know what I'm saying? I got an artist going to be coming in, and y'all going to hear it this summertime. You feel what I'm saying? He should be calling in here soon, man. Matter of fact,
Diesel, I think this is him right here. Hold on right now. I think this is him. 30JK, this is Jason.
Yes, sir.
What's
hello,
up?
Hello. What's going on? What's going on with y'all?
Nothing to it but to do it, baby. Who am I speaking to, please?
This is the you to the Mr. Summertime.
Oh, yeah. Unique in the building. What? Come on. Talk to me, man. I have your single right now coming up in the next few minutes. It's called Summertime. Tell 30JK Nation what it's all about.
Okay. So Summertime, man, is just that. But it's my summertime. Everybody want to compare it to Will Smith, but it's my summertime, and it's my summertime given my circumstances and growing up where I grew up at in the great state of Ohio. And, I mean, it can be relatable to a hood near you. But, I mean, I'm just expressing that, man, and that's all it is to it, really. You know, but, I want everybody to listen to it, man, vibe with it, man. It's a feel-good song. We ain't got enough feel-good music out there. You know what I mean? I can be very, very, very lyrical on a lot of my music, but this one I wanted to take a step back from the lyrics, even though people give you a break from lyrics these days. But this has a feel-good, like, family reunion-type vibe. You know what I mean? Like, cookout vibe. So, yeah,
right.
That's what I'm trying to give to them.
There's too much braggadocio. There's too much violence in rap, man. It's time to bring that feel-good flavor back, that old-school rolling type of flavor. Hashtag old-school rolling, you dig?
Oh, man, I definitely dig it.
Oh, my gosh.
Daryl
Diesel Dalton in the building. We got you to the a.k.a. Unique. You know what? You know what we're going to do? We're going to take you way back. We're going to take you way back to when it was all right to feel good about hip-hop, man, because – you know, there's too much F the police this and all that kind of junk, man. We don't need all that. We need to have fun again. So, 30JK Nation, give it up for you, Neek, you Tuda. This is Summertime right here on 30JK. Y'all have some fun with this, all right?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah. On the J, baby. Let's go.
Love to shine in the summertime. Them big boy whips in the summertime.
time. The summer gon' be mine. I've been on my grind. So the summer gon' be mine. It's just me by my lonely. Stopping at the car wash to see a couple homies. Feel so good when the hood filled with sunshine. Don't feel good when the hood filled with one time. Stacking all winter. It's time to bring them chips out. Man, I heard he rolling. It's time to bring them whips out. Big boy whips. Bring them girls to the streets. But if you shine like that, you better shine with the heat. Cause they know them boys love to shine in the summertime. Big boy whips in the summertime. Them girls looking fine in the summertime. Had them bottles in their mind in the summertime. Them boys love to shine in the summertime. Them girls looking fine in the summertime. A lot of people dying in the summertime. I'm just trying to survive the summertime. I've been on my grind, so the summer gon' be mine. The summer gon' be mine. The summer gon' be mine. I've been on my grind, so the summer gon' be mine. The summer gon' be mine. The summer gon' be mine. I've been on my grind. Knocking from the Midwest to the Southside. They been in the house all winter, all cooped up. I was on my grind, now I'm sitting all cooped up. My man came down and told me, put that little coop up. Better do it better with the TVs and the leather. Cause you know, them boys love to shine in the summertime. Them big boy whips in the summertime. Them girls looking fine in the summertime. Had them boys in their mind in the summertime. Them boys love to shine in the summertime. Them girls looking fine in the summertime. A lot of people dying in the summertime. I'm just trying to survive the summertime.
I've been on my grind, so the summer gon' be mine. The summer gon' be mine.
Oh, yeah. Now that was a jam. Summertime, you to the AKA Unique in the building. 30JK in the house. 30JK Nation, and that means you, 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 and you too. Yeah, baby. Aw, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Daryl, Unique, what do you think?
Oh, man, look, man, that's a real nice time, you know what I'm saying? Summer jam, you know what I'm saying? Summertime jam, though, you know what I'm saying? That if he was going in the struggle, and you know what I'm saying, from the struggle, you know what I'm saying, from the heartache, you know what I'm saying, and it's just riding with it, you know what I'm saying? But I got a question to Unique, Matt. How did you come up with this concept for this song, though, and what made you, you know what I'm saying, do this song for the summertime?
The same, put across, like, how our summer times are. Like, when I view a summertime, man, you know what I mean? Everybody been all cooped up in the house. And, you know, when the sun come out, it's time to, well, what's the first thing you think about? I mean, let's take it back. Like, I mean, I'm thinking 90s vibe, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm taking it back. Not this new summertime, the 90s summertime. You know what I mean? And I want to bring that feel back. Because the summertime back then, man, was, you know, you're going to see the ladies out all over the place, right? Let's keep it real.
Right.
You're going to see ladies out looking good in the summertime outfit. So that's why I said, you know what I mean, the girls looking fine in the summertime. And the boys let it shine in the summertime because they do. They've been for all winter to shine in the summer. You know what I mean? So,
okay. So, you know,
that's how it goes down in the hood, you know what I mean, where I'm from.
So let me ask you this question, Unique, though. So, you know, what's the big concept that you're trying to get out with this summertime?
Okay, so the concept of summertime, like I said, is to feel good, but that's just one dynamic of the whole message that I'm trying to present. My name in itself is the message. My name is Utah. And the reason you guys are saying AKA Unique, because the meaning of Utah is unique to the, and you can fill in the blank, but I'm using the world because everybody's unique to the world. Everybody's Utah. But I'm going to be the person that puts it out on the platform so everybody can understand. Everybody's Utah, man. Everybody is unique to the world. If you, whatever you're doing, you are unique to that.
True that. True
and that's
that,
my
true.
Message. And the thing is, we got too many people trying to be other things. Like a lot of let's be honest, from where we from, man, we grew up seeing a lot of hustlers. Like I was raised by a lot of cats that was in the streets, period. Now.
Right.
They go, though. Like this is the problem, though. Their goals were different from the young cats now goals, right? Okay.
Right.
And from this new era goals. Because the thing is, their goals was to make it so their kids didn't have to do that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Their goals was to create a new way out of the way that they knew. Okay, this new era just want to shine. That's it. This new era ain't taking care of business with that. That is a tool to build a bridge when there's no other tools to be used. That's not just something that you just go out here and do. So that's my whole aim. Like, be you. You are unique to the world. You don't have to do what everybody else thinking is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to step or downplay nothing that nobody does. Make sure you know that whatever you doing is you. And that's what you are, you know what I mean, what you put on this earth to do at that point in time. And you unique to whatever you do, though. Don't just be doing it to be like the next guy. Be
true
unique
that.
To it.
Man,
whatever you doing.
Man,
period.
Give it up. Give it up, y'all. Give it up. This is some real talk here, 30JK Nation. Give Diesel D and you to the round of applause that they deserve, baby. Come on. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Real talk. We got to keep it real, man. Ain't enough people keeping it real. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people be... This my thing, though. This my aim at it. A lot of people want to be positive, and that's cool. You can be positive, but you can't take the real out when you're being positive, because that's what shies people away from your message. You got to keep the real in it. You got to keep the real in your message, even when you're being positive. That's the problem. Like, people take the real out of the positive message, and then that's what turns people off, because they're like, oh, they can't relate. You got to keep the real in it. It's going to be hustling.
Right.
It's going to be all of that. It's about your aim at it, though, and what you get shooting for. Ain't no real person that's out here doing whatever they doing want to do that for the rest of their life. It's a tool. And all I'm saying is be unique to what you're doing, man, and make sure you ain't doing it for the wrong reasons. You to the unique to the world. I'm unique to the world.
Right.
You unique to the world. Your friend unique to the world. And make sure you being that, though. You cutting yourself short if you're trying to be like the person next to you. God ain't make you like that. You won't look just like him. You won't act like him. You weren't born on the same time. You weren't born on the same day for a reason. God didn't want you to be like him. That's how you make the world a better place, because everybody work together doing what they do, and it makes everything work right. When everybody trying to be the same thing, then shit. Well, oh, excuse my language. I don't know how this network works, but hey, then where that leave us? If everybody doing the same thing.
It's okay,
thing,
man. It's okay.
Okay. But the message, you understand the message behind it is my whole point. Like I said, you can't take the real out the positive message. And that's my main goal when I'm with the you to the man. Unique to the world. Be unique. Don't be like
right.
the next man just because that's what's popping right now. Make the next
popping.
Make the next popping.
Yeah. That's for you, guys. That's for you.
Another question, all these upcoming artists, what would you tell these all these upcoming artists that, you know, that have potentials and talent and actually want to make it in the music industry? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, what would it take for an average human being to actually to make it in the music industry?
What it takes for the average man to make it in the music industry?
Yeah.
But to be honest, there's
from the young to the upcoming, because, you know, Dayton, Ohio, man, we have a lot of different talent. You know, that's what this show is based out on. You know,
right,
what's going
right.
on in Dayton, Ohio.
Definitely.
And, you know, they say that there's no people in the city of Dayton can let people know that hear people with their music. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to take over. You know, I'm trying to do a lot of different things where a lot of people are going to be listening to this set comment, and, you know what I'm saying, tuning in to Blog Talk
right.
Radio with Jason Kelly, you know what I'm saying, co-hosting.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, that's the answer right there, man. That's the answer right there. Don't cut yourself short and narrow yourself. Like, I ain't going to put it up because, you know, I'm doing this radio station, but I did another radio station interview before, man, and they were persistent on saying, you know what I mean, where I'm from or whatever like that. And I rep where I'm from. I'm Dayton. I'm Dayton, Ohio to the core. You know what I mean? West Avenue, RP. I'm going to throw it up to both of y'all. I spent time in both places. But I will say this, though. My whole angle, though, is I don't want to be typecast into a Dayton artist. I'm not a Dayton artist. I'm a world artist, and I'm going to keep saying that. I make music for the world. Where I'm from is not my message is world, not just for Dayton. So that's the first thing you got, and you got to translate that over into everything, all your entities and everything that you do. Meaning, don't market yourself directly and only towards Dayton. My music is for the world. I'm going to present it. I'm going to market it to the world. I'm going to make it relatable to the world. And that's just me. That's my perspective on it. And my other perspective is there's no real right answer to that question. Ain't no right answer to how you make it, because everybody makes it in a different way. That's the whole point of my message. Be unique to the world. If you be unique, then that means ain't nobody else like you. Then that means everybody is going to be like, what is this? And I like it, but I never heard it. So that's the key. Be unique to the world. Be that. Be unique to the world. And that's the key to everything that you're doing. No matter what you're doing, you got to think when you're on your job. If you can bring something unique to that job that nobody else can bring, then you are priceless. You are so valuable. They cannot get rid of you because you're bringing something that they can't get from another person. You are bringing you. Nobody can do what you do, like how you do it, when you do it. You know what I mean? Only you can do that like that. You know what I mean? No matter what you're doing, when you're doing music, same way. Nobody can deliver like you. Nobody can sound like you. Nobody puts the words together like you. Nobody thinks like you. So who's going to say those same, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, people have the same circumstances, so you can put it's just in the presentation when I say with the rap, you know what I mean? We all got it's a lot of us with the same message. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a lot of us that don't. It's a lot of us that present the same message as other people
because
that's what's jumping right now. But everybody goes through a lot of the same things in life. But there's a few things that alters and changes that makes you have or not have as much, not just financially, but mentally. And gives you a different experience in life. I don't care. You can take two twins that grew up in the same household and they go through life. Their experience in life was completely different.
They have a lot together, but they have a lot not the same.
And that's what I'm saying. They are still unique to each other and to the world. They still got different things to offer to the world, and you got to put it out there.
True. That is real talk right there.
Utuda, a.k.a. Unique. I got another guest on the line right now. And coming from the 214 area here, I want to introduce 30JK Nation to someone that knows about paying it forward. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Ms. Scrappy Lou herself, Lucy Chipman Ford to 30JK. Let's go!
Hey, everybody. It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
Hey,
hey,
what's going on?
Hi, y'all. I love what you've been saying, and you're so correct. I mean, it's really about everybody's individual perspective, because the way you see something is not the way somebody else sees it, but that doesn't make it wrong.
Correct. Exactly. I mean, you got to bring you to the table. If everybody's talking about the same thing, who is there to give a different perspective on life and reveal something different to the world?
Mm-hmm. And
so that's
all,
my whole angle. Exactly.
And if we all hide in our houses and don't talk to each other anymore as the way everybody does now, then how can we even give our perspective?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that's a whole nother angle on it. I mean, people need to start speaking up, and you know what I mean? Yeah, definitely. Speak up for what you
now,
believe
how did you,
in.
Now, how did you get started with your business? Tell them about it.
Okay. So,
I'm talking to Lucy now.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
I'm in the same hometown. Well, Jason's from Wisconsin, but I'm in Texas, where he is now also live with him right now. And I have a startup with it's basically about this same idea and trying to bring the community together, upcycling as a platform to get groups of people together. They get together, they fix something, and they work together. They get to know each other. They talk about their ideas. And suddenly, not only have they fixed something and improved the world instead of throwing it away, but also they've helped each other out by opening up to each other, by expressing their own individual human thoughts. And then it just keeps going.
You were so right about that, you know, and that's the whole message that, you know, that I'm trying to bring back to the community of Dayton, Ohio. You know, that's why, you know, I was,
getting
you know,
involved.
Started the homeless community cookout of being closed, right? Because I was once homeless myself, but it takes people in the community to reach out, you know, to different small businesses, to different black-owned, white-owned, you know, to really to get back, you know, because you're going through a struggle, and it's all about the community. It's all about the community effort to everybody
mm-hmm.
to participate. I just want, you know, so.
Exactly. You could have. You're unique. Everybody's unique. Everybody could have. And it's a matter
of
deciding to step out there and just use what you got, what God gave you, gave just to you, and sharing it with everybody else.
Right, because, see, to me, this is the problem. People are scared to be themselves. They don't want to put themselves out there because they think people talk about you and do this to you. You know what I mean? But people got
to
stand up and
other.
Be brave to be them, though. You got to be brave. It takes a brave person to be themselves.
Oh, it does. But we all have that capacity in us. It's just a matter of deciding to access it and use it or not.
Definitely. So I appreciate what you're doing, though.
Check this out, y'all.
That message for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check this out, y'all. My take on the Trump Tower climber, the cops finally got him, and man, it was unbelievable. 21st floor, and dang, everybody was looking at it. I didn't even know what station was it on anyway, but man, it was unbelievable. What message was he trying to convey to the people? What message did he want to convey to Mr. Trump? Well, we'll never know because now he got arrested. Oh, one last thing before we get off the air. I got a message for Donald Trump himself about President Barack Obama. How dare you talk about our president like that? Founder of ISIS? I don't think so. Homie, don't play that. Word to your mother. Shut your butt up and take several seats. All right? You have no right to talk about President Obama like that. It was very unprofessional, and you know damn well that wasn't cool. That was not cool. Dirty JK Nation, Daryl Diesel Dalton, and Lucy Chipman Ford, thank you for joining me today on my show. Give it up, y'all. Give it up.
Hey, yeah.
Thank you, Jason.
I want to thank
and thank you guys.
I want to thank all the listeners and all the callers. Tune in tomorrow, though. You know, it's gonna be on a different time. 5:30 Eastern time, I believe. 4:30 Central time. Just tune in because it's gonna be a powerful message tomorrow. You know, I'm bringing a lot of different more artists. You know, we gonna fill up these airways now. You know what I'm saying, man? We gotta get together as a community. You know, as a person. You know, and trying to get back and let the world know actually what's going on. You know, not just what's going on in Dayton, Ohio, but what's going on in the world. But
global,
you know. Exactly. You know, and before we go, I definitely want to, for both of y'all, you know, to call in, you know, how can everybody find y'all, you know, give everybody, you know, the information where they can look y'all up, you know, politic with y'all, you know, maybe book y'all to a different show and maybe do a lot of different more things, you know, in the community, you know. And start from my voice and everybody else's voice. And I appreciate Jason Kelly, you know what I'm saying, for giving me this time and this opportunity to let me, you know, have everybody, you know, on the show. Because this is just the beginning, you know. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know where you call from, you know what I'm saying? How can they find you? How can they keep in contact with you? Give them your Facebook, your Twitter, Instagram, and et cetera.
Okay.
I'll be adding my email address and such into the comments after the show. We're working on a website for our stuff over here in Texas, and I definitely want to get hooked up with you guys because I really love the messages you're sending with the music and with the community events in Dayton and bringing it all together and seeing what we can do together to be powerful.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And tell everybody what your email is, Lucy.
Oh, right now it's Scrappy Lou, that's ScrappyLou at ScrappyLou.com.
And you got a phone number for anybody that can reach you?
Sure, it's 214-994-8648.
Repeat that, please.
214-994-8648. Please be kind.
And what about you, Mr. Utita? How can they reach you?
Utita. That's right. Check out that. I got a Gmail at IamTheUtita. That's IM, the letter U, the number 2, and the letter D, and the letter A. Utita. You check me out there.
At gmail.com.
Correct. I'm on Gmail under this at IamUtita, and I'm on Twitter as official. Utita.
So awesome.
Facebook Utita. Check me out. I hit 50K. The music video hit 50K in a month's time. So I want to thank everybody for showing love to that.
You got a SoundCloud?
So yeah, check that out on there. I'm on SoundCloud definitely too. Yep. You can check that summertime out on SoundCloud.
Okay. So you definitely be tuning in tomorrow. You know, we got you calling in tomorrow, man. We're going to play your other little hit, you know what I'm saying, for the listeners. You know, we look forward to that, man, and let all your followers know, you know what I'm saying, and tune in to Blog Talk Radio, man, with Jason Kelly, a.k.a. Diesel D, on the one. You feel me? What's going on today in Ohio? And we out.
I will do love.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us, man. We really appreciate you. Keep up the great work and rock on. 30JK Nation, give it up. Yeah, baby. Yeah. And Lucy Chipman Ford, give it up too. Yeah. Ah, yeah. We will end it on a happy note, saying horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what true blue devils always do, all day, all night, all the time. And much love and one love. We'll see you for part two with co-host Daryl Dalton and a lot more. Till then, this is Jason Kelly from 30JK Nation, and that means you too, baby. I will see you on the flip side. And remember, in parting, it's a J.K. thing, sissy. We gone. See ya.